This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, coming off the American Naturopathic Medical Association conference, Dr. Rashid Batar is back to give us some advanced medicine of his own. And, hey, Doc, you know, when I was here in Vegas over the weekend, it's an interesting group because they're called the traditional naturopaths, right? These are the kind that go back 100-plus years. And yet, when I lectured at a gastroenterology conference hosted by the oldest naturopathic school in the country, I was the only one of all the docs there. I was the homeopath or the naturopath. At that particular conference, I was the only one that had a protocol for healing the gut that required no drugs. So there's a schism, is the point here, in naturopathy between the medically, allopathically inclined naturopaths that go through more of a med school program and the traditional naturopaths. I find that fascinating.
Yeah, didn't you tell me that you experienced this a couple of years ago when you gave a lecture at Bastyr University or something, and you said there was a lot of talk about usage of various types of pharmaceuticals, and nobody talked about what you would first initially think that naturopaths would think could talk about, you know, which is basically the probiotics and the terrain and such. Didn't we have that conversation?
Yeah, I think we mentioned it a little bit before, and I think it comes to mind again because I spent a wonderful weekend with a lot of these naturopaths that the medical naturopaths will, you know, look down on with snooty noses because, oh, well, they didn't go to our school, right? It becomes a, you know, who's whatever is bigger. But the problem I see with them, not that I'm opposed to medical naturopaths, that's fine, because I'm a freedom guy, you know that. But the fact that they're trying to monopolize the word naturopathy and prevent the true traditional naturopaths from even using the word doctor as if, you know, they can't compete in a playing field that would be level.
Yeah, it's, I think it all comes down to politics again. You know, you've got everybody that's trying to control those words. And I kind of like that word that you said when you described the word doctor, you could,
Yeah, the degree, yes.
They're vying for that title. I think that's what it comes down to. And if you distill it all the way back, if you come all the way back, it really comes down to ego. And it's always ego. Whether it's, you know, a naturopath or a homeopath or an allopath or an osteopath or a chiropractor, whatever it is.
Right.
And it's not just in medicine or in healing. It's in all professions. It always comes down to the ego. So I think at the forefront of the forethought in the individual is not about their ego. It's not motivated by ego. I mean, you know me, Robert. You've known me for a long time. And I have a huge ego, you know, a nice, healthy ego.
Yes.
But, you know, when it comes to patients, I have zero ego whatsoever. If I know that the homeless guy down the street is going to do a better job taking care of a patient, I'm going to send him to that homeless guy down the street. And I think that's the reason that we've had the kind of clinical results that we have is because there is no ego when it comes to taking care of a patient. And I've actually had this discussion before because many of the same type of treatments, and you're a great observer of this because you've known me for so long.
Yes.
You know that we do certain things very similar to many other doctors, and you know we do certain things very different. But why do we get the kind of results we get compared to many people that are trying to do the same type of thing? They don't get the same results. So in your observation, I mean, you know me really well, so you know I have a huge ego. But would you agree that I have no ego when it comes to patients?
Yeah, that to me comes to something like the heart of healing, right? No matter what education you have or don't have is the point. What kind of doctor you are, it doesn't matter if you're approaching it, like you said, from an ego perspective. And when you open your heart to say, you know what, I'm here for the Creator. I'm here to help this person. And if I can't, I'm going to try to send them to someone who I think is more appropriate. And being focused on them in that way opens up the floodgates of healing for them. It's like not you necessarily doing anything different yet in some cases. Yes, you do. But the bigger thing is that you're allowing the healing to occur in these patients that didn't have anybody to support them to say, you know what, you can do this.
I think that's exactly it. And I've even had relatively rare, but I have had the situation arise where a patient wanted to go somewhere else. They wanted my blessing. They wanted me to facilitate it. I knew it wasn't the right thing for the patient, but because they wanted to go and because the stress of them thinking that that might be a better option for them was more detrimental than
staying with the option or getting them to the option that you knew was better for them. I mean,
exactly. So I even let them do that. I let them explore that. And then, of course, they came to the same realization and conclusion that I thought that when they came back. the only downside to that is then patients, once they've had that kind of experience, and I've got some patients that have been with me almost 20 years, they, for every single thing, the stub their toe, they need to clear by me, and it becomes very dependent-oriented.
Sure.
I have to tell them that, look, anybody can, you don't need me for that. But I honestly believe that's probably the secret to clinical response, to clinical results, is what you just said, opening up the floodgates of healing and opening it all up, because it's all about flow. It's all about, in Eastern medicine, they call it qi. It's all about that energy, the flow of everything. And
Yeah. If
you have the healing process initiated, which is extremely important that the relationship between the provider and the
right. Patient
be one of openness and it's candid and of trust.
Yes, they need to know that you're in it for them. I mean, you're on their side, and there's so much of antagonism that can happen when you go to a doctor who, believes in a certain thing, not because, their heart is being guided that way, but because that's just the only way that they know. Their blinders are on from their training, or whether, be an oncologist who only does chemotherapy or something along those lines. And that gets in the way. And I want to go back to something else you said earlier in our conversation here that I think is so profound. And again, it shows the heart of healing. It's an example, a living example of that, Dr. Bitar. And that is you said to a patient that you knew they would be better served by either staying with you or doing something else. And they said, no, I feel like I needed to go elsewhere. And you opened it up. Maybe you blessed it, whatever it was. And you said, yeah, go ahead. They came back. But I look at the Creator giving us this level of free will, and you are utilizing that as an example, which is really profound, because, do you think the Creator knows the best path for us? I do, and I'm sure you do too, but yet He would allow us to make the same leap of mistakes because that's what we are, this ultimate gift we are given, the freedom to do that, and then come back on the path of our own accord rather than being forced to or tricked to, or you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is really a deep level a gift that you gave this patient.
Well, it's one of those things that you kind of think about it as what's your role? I look at it as what's my job? My job is not to make them feel good. My job is not to make them give them a false sense of security. My job is not to stroke them or condone their behavior. My job is to get them better. And so sometimes I've actually yelled and screamed at patients. And it's the funniest thing, Robert, because the loyalty, I got to tell you the side stories.
Uh-huh.
It's a funny thing because my wife was sitting in the IV suite, and there was a patient that was in the IV suite, and she'd been a patient for some time, but she didn't know who my wife was. So she looks over to my wife and she says, "What do you think about Dr. Bittar?" My wife says, "Well, I think she's, you know, I think he's a good doctor." And then she says, "What do you think about Dr. Bittar?" To the patient, she goes, "Well, I think he's got a terrible bedside manner."
Hmm.
And my wife said, "Oh, okay." And then she starts telling you about, you know, something that happened between myself and her. And so my wife said, "Well, why don't you just change doctors?" And the patient looked at her with this incredulous look on her face. She said, "Oh, no, I'd never go to anybody else. He's the best doctor." But she didn't think I had a good bedside manner because I was in a patient. This is a brittle diabetic who I would literally have to scold every time. Like, what the hell are you doing? You know, if you want to die, you're going to die on your own. You're not going to die on my watch. And, you know, I would actually threaten her for discharge from my clinic if she didn't start watching what she was doing and how she was, you know. It was just an addictive type behavior. But the point is, it was so funny when she said, "I would never go to any other doctor."
Yes.
And so here, this is like, I guess, bold communication would be a way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them how it is. I tell them exactly what I feel. They know that there's no mince words. They know that there's no, it's very similar to you. I mean, you're going to tell a patient what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. A lot of times people want to hear certain things, and if
yep.
they don't hear that particular thing they want to hear, they're going to go somewhere else. I tell them, "Hey, there's a free... it's a free world. There's the door. I didn't ask you to come here. If you want to get an answer."
Yeah.
I mean, it's our favorite. Our line, in fact, I've taught my nursing staff, "This isn't Burger King. We don't do it your way."
Well, but it is interesting that when we've talked about things like in hospitals where the administration is all about patient satisfaction, remember those stories are just classic,
yep.
where the doctors can't do yep. what they know they're supposed to do because they got to satisfy the patient, and so they prescribe a drug that the patient demands even though it's against their best interest.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's all about customer satisfaction. It has nothing to do with what's best for the patient. It's like, to me, then it's like, why don't you just give them all cocaine and get them all high and give them a fix? You know, that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, man, exactly. Well, yeah, this is why they call it advanced medicine. This is why we call it advanced medicine. We get into discussions of this level. They give you a deep understanding of, I think, the sacred nature of a doctor-patient relationship. It isn't always about coddling. In fact, the coddling is not really good. It doesn't mean that you're not loving as well. The definition of loving can be greatly expanded when you understand how important it is to achieve the goal if you're sincere about wanting to achieve it. But if you come to me or come to Dr. Bittar and, you know, we see that, you know, the things that you're doing are not in your best interest, if we don't say it, we're failing in our job. But if it upsets you, you know, it isn't designed to do that. Perhaps maybe there is a point in upsetting someone because you know it could trigger a better response. But again, this is part of healing. Healing isn't always about babying the patient. In fact, it isn't.
In fact, it's very rarely even about babying the patient. I think that part of eliciting a certain response and creating a trigger to get that response, I think that's another part of it. Sometimes patients need that.
We got to take a break. Back with more advanced medicine after this.
The Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Individualization of treatment, of protocols, of plans, that's also part of advanced medicine. And I think that, you know, as I talked about at the opening about the naturopathy, you know, one thing I loved about the folks I was with this past weekend in Las Vegas is that they got that concept. They really love that concept of liberty. These traditional naturopaths, we're not trying to outlaw medical or allopathic naturopathy. They're not interested in that. They're just interested in out there doing what they know how to do to help people in need. And I think that you said the ego-driven doctor is detrimental to their role and goal. If it was at one point sincere and from the heart, somewhere along the way it got corrupted, and they became afraid for, I guess, their livelihood if any other doctors come in and compete with them.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. I think it's a competition thing and a fear thing. And again, you know, we've talked about what is the motivation for most people. It's fear. People are mostly fear motivated, and doctors are no different. You know, doctors are just like people, and they're fear motivated. They're fearful that the patient may go somewhere else. They're fearful where's the next patient going to come from. They're fearful. You know, it's everything. I've told you this off
yep.
the air in private. We've talked about this at advanced medicine at advanced medicine seminars. I've told you. If I've told you this once, I've told you a thousand times. Tell me if this is true or not. Doctors are the most fear-motivated people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't I told you that before?
Yeah, no, you have. And of course, I didn't disagree.
Yeah. And it's you know, their minds are not oriented towards God's abundance. It's more oriented towards a limited... it's a limited mind, okay? Everything,
yes.
Like this drug can only work for this thing, and this is the only solution for this problem. And
I have to make sure that, you know, this patient stays with me because if they go somewhere else, or I can't refer this patient to another doctor that may know something. I mean, I've even had doctors that have referred patients to me that their own family members, but they don't want the family members to tell me that they referred them.
Wow.
Because they're fearful of the repercussions from the rest of the medical community because they sent, you know, they referred their family members to me. And this has happened. It hasn't happened recently, but mm-hmm. when I first started my practice, you know, 25 years ago, it happened quite frequently.
Here's a great story we had from this weekend you just reminded me of. A woman who had, well, they told her she had breast cancer. And so they said, you know, you need to go to the surgeon so that they can remove this cancer. And then she's just like not feeling it. It's like, I don't really feel that there's a cancer. There's something wrong with what's going on here. And so she insisted on, you know, getting another scan. And the guy who does the scan said, no, you have to go get this thing removed. I'm not even going to scan you. And she's like, oh, I don't understand. There's something wrong here. And so she kind of acquiesces to it because it's so much pressure. She goes to the doctor to say she's going to have this thing done, and the doctor's, you know, going to put her under, and she says, you know, doc, I'm a little nervous about being put under because, you know, I want to stay connected to God and awake and things like that. And he says, well, God has nothing to do with this in this one. Wow. I've got you under. And she immediately said, okay, thank you, doctor. That's all I needed to know. And she left, and she found another doctor and found that she had stage zero. Basically, there was no evidence of any real cancer to begin with, and they were just rushing her into surgery, and then they were going to put her on radiation. But that statement from that one doctor said, God is not here. That's all she needed to hear to say, you know what, I'm in the wrong place, I'm out of here, and she's done very well since then.
You know, this absence of the presence of God or the absence of spirituality, it's a very, very key component that I think that's a perfect filter, that somebody doesn't believe that God has anything to do with this, or that, you know, God has nothing to do with this, that's a sign that you need to exit. You need to leave, just like this woman did. And Robert, I've had 14 patients now in my career since I've gone into private practice. I've been a doctor 25 years in private practice for 20 years now. I opened practice in 1996. I've had 14 patients. In fact, Burton Goldberg was one of those patients. You saw how Burton received me at the Truth About Cancer, right?
Okay. Yes.
Burton was one of those 14 people who came to me with a diagnosis of cancer who did not have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, chemo and radiation, for those that are listening, probably our audience, most of them already realize this, but there's a reason that we have the universal triangle radiation sign danger, or
yes,
the old skull and crossbone, or the chemo. Why people have to use, the people that are making the chemo or handling chemo have to wear hazmat suits. There's a reason for this. What's the reason? The reason is that these things are toxic. And if you give them to a normal, healthy person with a normal, healthy immune system that's intact, you will cause them to get very sick and possibly die. And they can cause DNA edits to form and get cancer. So these are not benign treatments. And
not at all.
A person that's been misdiagnosed and being treated for this, you're poisoning them.
No, it's pure iatrogenicide at that point. Listen, we got to take another break.
Yep.
We've got a couple of questions of the day coming up as well. We'll continue advanced medicine on the other side of this break. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, it's a stunning story when we hear from these people how ungodly the medical profession has become. Now, I know it's not every doctor. Remember, folks, we try not to generalize, even though we could say something like doctors are the most fear-motivated of all the professions just about that we know of. That I think that's a factual statement. That doesn't mean that there aren't doctors that are not fear-motivated, just so if anybody's going to try to take issue with us. We already know that. Don't waste your breath on that. But the idea that a doctor will tell you God has no place in this, you know, okay, maybe an atheist is happy about that, but, you know, I think that, as I said, this woman made a great choice. She was taking charge of her life and health. She now doesn't have to recover from a devastating treatment for a disease she didn't even have.
Yeah, and that's one of the worst things, because once you give a person that treatment, there's certain components that are irreparable. You can't come back and repair those things.
Yeah, exactly.
Short of cutting off the wrong leg or the wrong arm or something like that, you know, this is probably the next most devastating thing that can be done.
Yep, yep. All right, so let's go to a question of the day from Liberty, a longtime listener and really loves you, Dr. Batar. And she wants us to review something. Again, from time to time, I think it's a good thing because we get a lot of new listeners and people try to go back as far as they can. It takes them some time. So this is from Liberty. She says, hey, could Dr. Batar please talk about what type of chelation agents, EDTA, DMPS, or DMSA, that he uses and why? It's been a while since Dr. Batar discussed in detail which chelator he uses and why. I also remember he said not to use one of them, but I can't remember which one. Thank you. Very grateful. Liberty.
Yeah, okay, so that's a favorite topic. I haven't talked about that in a while. We haven't actually talked about that on the radio for a couple of years, most likely.
Yep.
The one that you don't want to use is DMSA, dimercaptosuccinic acid. The reason is very simple. This was something that I have to thank Boyd Haley for. He wouldn't give me the answer. He made me look it up. He made me discover it on my own. But dimercaptosuccinic acid is the one that you don't want to use. Now, let's first talk about EDTA, ethylenediamine tetraacetic acid, great for lead, tin, you know, many of these normal metals that you would see. When I said normal, I'm saying that most common ones, like cadmium and lead are two of the more common ones, tins, all those types.
Right.
DMPS, dimercaptic propanosulfonate, great for mercury, arsenic, plutonium, uranium, those type of things. DMSA, dimercaptic succinic acid, should not be used. Now, why is that? If you remember from the Krebs cycle, from the citric acid cycle, the largest substrate in the citric acid cycle, this is what the Krebs cycle, which is what generates energy, how the body utilizes fuel and converts food into fuel and to eventually create what they call adenosine triphosphate, ATP, which is the energy building block. In order to get ATP from when you eat that turkey sandwich to convert to ATP, it has to go through the Krebs cycle. The largest substrate in the Krebs cycle is a substance called succinic acid. Succinic acid, if you notice that dimercaptosuccinic acid, DMS is dimercaptosuccinic acid, it's got the succinic acid component in it. The only difference between DMSA and DMPS is that the only difference between DMSA and succinic acid is that succinic acid has two hydroxyl groups, two OH groups at the bottom, versus dimercaptosuccinic acid has two sulfhydryl groups at the bottom of this molecule. So all you have to remember is that they're almost identical. There's just two places that there's an S group, which is sulfur, as opposed to an OH group, hydroxyl group. Now what happens is, When the body sees this substance, this DMSA, it sees it as if it's succinic acid. It's almost identical. It's kind of like vitamin C and sugar. Because vitamin C and sugar, the receptors are identical, and they're almost morphologically identical molecules. So it's a very similar like that, or IGF and insulin, insulin-like growth factor and insulin. So it's a very similar type of component. The problem is that when the body sees the DMSA, it thinks it's succinic acid, and it picks it up in the citric acid cycle, which inhibits FADH2, which inhibits the electron transport chain downstream and prevents the formation of adenosine triphosphate. So why is that important? Here's why it's important. Because when the body sees the DMSA, it picks it up and utilizes it as succinic acid. And a true definition of a chelator is a substance that goes into your body and comes out the same way, except it's not bound to metals. It's inert. It's not utilized by the body. Whereas DMSA is actually used by the body. And it's used as a substrate. And in some parts of the world, in Europe, for example, DMSA is considered toxic. It's considered a neurotoxin.
No, Dr. Batar, let me ask you, how often do chelating doctors use DMSA? Is it an accepted thing among chelators in America?
It's used very, very frequently. And, in fact, the reason it's used is doctors will say, well, it's approved or it's not as tightly controlled as DMPS is. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The FDA, in its infinite wisdom, made DMSA. DMSA is actually available over the counter now. You can get DMSA over the counter.
Wow.
Whereas thimerosal, the toxin, you can also get over the counter. But DMPS, they're trying to, in fact, the only way you can get DMPS is now through compounding pharmacies. They won't even allow. That's one reason they came after years ago is because they were in the pharmacies that we were dealing with, because they said DMPS you can't manufacture it. And we didn't know what the difference between manufacturing and compounding was. We were making the TD DMPS widely accessible to everybody, and they said, no, that's manufacturing, you can't do it. And they tried to, you know, stop that, which they did.
Right.
Now you can, as a doctor, I can make anything for my own patients, but I can't make it and sell it to a pharmacy or other doctors, so that's the problem. So it's interesting that the body that's been appointed to safeguard us and to make sure that everything is safe that we take into our bodies, the Food and Drug Administration, that the one substance that's considered to be a neurotoxin, that's a chelating agent in certain parts of the world, the FDA makes it available over the counter. Mm-hmm. Now, that's just preposterous to me, but, you know, I think it's also called Sexamer, or I think that's another name for it. And they may have now made it, I don't know what the regulations are right now, but I know that for years it was available over the counter. You can go to a horse and tack place and get it, it's rubbed, you know, there's very various ways that you
can get it. Well, it's kind of like DMSO, the solvent that they use a lot in horses, you know, topical use for joint pain or muscle issues.
Right, and DMSO is actually, that's actually a good one to use. The problem is a lot of people end up having the smell issue with the garlic. But
right.
DMSA, I think you can actually just get it from any over-the-counter place. At least it was like that up until about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And it was one of the things that patients were being prescribed by, there was a gentleman that was a PhD, so that he didn't have a license to practice, but he was recommending detoxification,
right,
techniques, and his thing was DMSA, and had so many people that would come in on DMSA, but DMSA will really mess up a kid's gut, in autism especially. And you see all sorts of problems with DMSA. And the big thing is the people that know a little bit about this, they'll say, well, DMSA crosses the blood-brain barrier and DMPS does not.
Hmm.
Well, first of all, the blood-brain barrier is not the way that we think it is. It's not a physical barrier, okay? It's either an electrical or some type of a, if it even really does exist. Okay, now why would I say that? Well, here's why I say it. It's a semi-permeable type of a barrier. So if I can have a substance, let's say substance A and substance B. Substance A is extremely, extremely good at taking stuff out of my big toe, only my right big toe. Substance B, they say it can cross a blood-brain barrier. Okay? Now, substance A can't cross a blood-brain barrier. And, in fact, nobody says it can go anywhere, but it can really do a great job at removing anything from my left big toe. Now, here's the thing. If it can effectively remove everything out of my left big toe, through the process of homeostasis, the body will equilibrate, and as it depletes that all the toxic substances out of my big toe, over time, next 24 hours, whatever, the body will re-regulate and redistribute, so there'll be a reaccumulation on the big toe from all the rest of the body. But the net left over in the rest of the body will be less. So at least I know I'm effectively pulling it out of that one area of my body. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, yeah, it does. I mean, these are complicated issues, though, but it's very important. And I love the fact that you question the blood-brain barrier, because we question things all of the time. And to get to the details of why we question it is so important. And yet, I don't know this discussion is being had much, you know, among the medical personnel that are trying to help folks.
Well, and it may not be, Robert, and that's exactly the point. But coming back now to continue with that last portion, on substance B, if we know that it's propaganda, marketing, whatever you want to call it, they said that it can cross the blood-brain barrier, and that's why people are using it and promoting it, saying, oh, you want to use this because it crosses the blood-brain barrier, then tell me this. Is it not possible that if you can cross the blood-brain barrier, the theoretical blood-brain barrier, say that three times,
yes,
blood-brain
yes.
barrier, right?
Yes.
The theoretical blood-brain barrier, then if it can cross it, can it cross back? Can't you redistribute the mercury back there? And the answer is, of course it can. It's not like a one-way revolving door.
Right, right.
So the whole aspect of the crossing the blood-brain barrier or not crossing the blood-brain barrier, you know, I can give those arguments, but the bottom line, the unequivocal line, is that clinically, I stopped using DMSA in 1998. So
right.
It's been 18 years ago, because I saw too many problems with it, and I was seeing people get improvement
yes.
with others with the DMPS exponentially more than DMSA. And sometimes people will say, well, I did the DMSA challenge and I got all this mercury out. Well, you might have gotten the mercury out, but if it does redistribute it in different places, the clinical response in the patient after the fact of being treated, there's a night and day difference. You'll see children that have been on DMSA go through this
hyper-responsive state, and then they go into this flat affect where they're like listless. They're you know, like failure to thrive type thing. They're just limp.
Right.
And then they come into this hyper-response because it throws off their entire balance. And I think it's all to do with the adenosine triphosphate again.
Right.
Competitively inhibition, you know, the succinic acid and the dimercaptor succinic acid, that composition that the body has, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
And this may have gotten a little too technical, and I apologize for that, but basically, to answer Liberty's question, DMSA is the one that you don't want to use. DMPS for mercury, for arsenic, for uranium, for plutonium, for those type of metals. And EDTA is an old classic that, you know, will work with lead and iron and tin and cadmium and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well.
And by the way, EDTA, one other thing, Robert, I'm sorry.
Yes.
EDTA and DMPS will have some cross-binding. It's just that the binding coefficients are a little bit different. So even though some people say, well, EDTA won't bind to mercury, that's not true. It will bind to mercury, but DMPS binds to it better. And DMPS will bind to cadmium or lead, but EDTA binds to it better. So it's all to do with efficiency and efficacy.
Brilliant. Hey, folks, if you're new to the advanced medicine segments each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Buttar, you can find him at drbuttar.com. Also online, you can see links to his book, the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. When we come back, we've got another question of the day to wrap it up together, and this, I believe, relates to a cancer question. So you'll want to stick around for this, folks. We've got lots more to do, just one short segment to do it in. So tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Buttar.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Scott Bell Show. All right, Dr. Pitar, we got another question of the day here. We're going to squeeze in from Evie. Evie, I don't know if she's ever written in before. I don't recognize that name. She says, I have been healing breast and skin cancer naturally for 3 years. Now, we don't know exactly what she means. She references a few things here. She says juicing, vitamin D, I guess 5,000 international units, I'm guessing. She says only organic meats and veggies. I still have some symptoms of a rash under my breast. Got any other suggestions to speed the healing? I also do exercise, water, and some sunlight when I can. Also did emotional healing and forgiveness. Thanks for any other suggestions. So it's kind of a shortcut thing, and we can't over-speculate, but, you know, generalities here we can kind of hit for her.
Well, you know, I always start, Robert, and you already know this,
yeah.
The seven toxicities. I address the seven toxicities, and I systematically go through this. You know, she said she's did some emotional stuff and healing and forgiveness. So of all the seven toxicities when it comes to cancer, the fifth toxicity, the emotional psychological one, is the greatest. I think that, you know, with somebody like this right off the bat, to me, the metals and the persistent organic pollutants haven't been addressed, because juicing and vitamin D and organic meats and vegetables and exercise and water and sunlight and emotional healing, forgiveness, these are all great, but they don't address the metals and the persistent organic pollutants. But there are many people that may have the persistent organic pollutants and metals addressed, but they don't deal with any of these other issues that she's talking about. So I would definitely say, you know, look at your toxicity levels, check those out, go to somebody that knows how to check and test and then get rid of those things. And that would be my suggestion, but you know, she's on the right track.
Yeah, I think that it's an encouraging letter to someone that's got some level of awareness. Of course, there are details and issues in any protocol that sometimes you do need assistance. You reach out for help, and that's appropriate. You know, I think the idea of cleaning what goes into your body, it's always been a fundamental, you're certainly part of the starting point, but as you and I both know, we focus a little bit more on detoxification. And although eating cleaner will facilitate detoxification, it's not a way necessarily to really, if I can say the word, aggressively go after a bioburden from a toxicological perspective.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And the other aspect is, you remember that it's all about balance. You got to maintain balance. And sometimes people do one thing and they're overzealous about it, and then they don't do enough of the other. So just remember balance. For example, if you take too much of vitamin, you know, X, whatever that is, you could cause a relative deficiency of mineral Y or vitamin Y or whatever the case may be. So just be conscientious of those types of things. Don't be overzealous on only one thing and maintain balance.
Right, right, of course. You know, by the way, there, and I always come back to selenium. That's my favorite of the minerals. Not that I'm an isolationist, you know that, but I do see gross selenium deficiencies, and I like the food forms for people to do safely at home if they're not getting, you know, doctor assistance.
You know, selenium is something that, Robert, I know you talk about very, very often. But selenium is one of the things that I used to talk about a lot more, and I don't talk about it as much anymore when I'm on the radio with you because you do such a good job talking about it. But, you know, selenium is a natural birth control pill for viruses. We know that. It has been used for, you know, for eons for that. And we've been using it in my clinic for over 20 years for that purpose. But selenium is also, from a cancer standpoint, and many of its standpoints, is so important. There was a study that was done years ago, a retrospective study over 19 years that followed two groups of patients, one that they give 200 micrograms of selenium to, and the other group they didn't give any selenium to. And that was the only modification that they did, the selenium, 200 micrograms a day. And they found the incidence of cancer in the group that, after 19 years of following them, the group that had no selenium or no supplementation selenium had a 17.9%, 17.3%, something like that, incidence of cancer, some kind of cancer in their life. And the group that had been supplemented for 19 years with 200 micrograms of selenium had less than a 1% incidence of cancer. So that's a huge difference. That's 17-fold or 1,700% difference in the incidence of cancer. And, of course, the outcome, the conclusion of that study was that further studies need to be done to evaluate the benefits of those effect of selenium. So
we're not sure what that means because we have a degree. Let's figure it out. Hey, send us more money. We'll do some more studies. Exactly. That's how the game is played. Well, Dr. Bitar, another rocking and rollicking advanced medicine segment or four with you. Thank you so much for that. And again, I like that we were able to talk about from naturopathy to advanced medicine and all the intertwinings of it, doctor-patient relationship stuff. So go back, folks, and listen. And again, great detail in segment three today on the question of the day regarding DMSA, DMPS, and EDTA. If you haven't heard that before, that's going to be as important as anything we do. So that's it, Dr. Bitar. If you don't mind, tell them what they need to know.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.